The families who put their lives on hold still await a much-needed public inquiry. Does the Minister agree with me that a public inquiry is absolutely necessary? And could she explain what conversation she has had with the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, in that regard?
It would not be appropriate for me as Justice Minister to comment further on the matter, given that I think it would be seen as prejudging the outcome of any inquiry and potentially prejudicial. It would be fair to say that when it comes to issues such as public inquiries and the wider legacy piece, I have many conversations with the Secretary of State. I get few answers that are worth repeating in the chamber, unfortunately.
Minister, will you commit post-lockdown, post-restrictions, to meet with the Oma families with me and give an assurance that you, in your capacity as Minister, will leave no stone unturned to assist the families on their search for truth and justice?
I would have no qualms whatsoever in agreeing to such a meeting, and meeting with people who I feel have shown an incredible amount of restraint and dignity in their campaign, and I would be more than happy to meet with them and indeed with other victims. It of course has to be reiterated that I cannot interfere cases that go before the courts or that are before inquiries for fear of prejudicing the outcome, but I'm always more than happy where possible to meet with victims, and I would be happy to accede to any such request.